Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Santa Cruz Earth First Action Update. Ramsey 2 Tree Sit starts against Redwood Empire. A tree sit has been established in the Ramsey 2 Timber Harvest Plant in southern Santa Cruz County in California. Located at the southern end of the contiguous redwood belt that stretches south from Oregon, the two tree sits called Critter and Free were set up on Friday, the 16th of August, by activists with Santa Cruz Earth First. This area has been the scene of some of the worst logging in recent Santa Cruz County history, and 2 years ago was the site of the first tree sit in the county. That tree sit ended 18 months later with a court victory that closed Summit Road to Redwood Empire, a San Jose-based timber liquidator and land speculator. Santa Cruz Earth First managed to save a couple of acres of coast redwood and Douglas fir in the steep, easily eroded soils of the Ramsey 1 THP by occupying several trees and fending off helicopters. A local judge prevented Redwood Empire from forcibly removing the tree sitters for fear that someone would be injured. Redwood Empire had filed a lawsuit aimed at removing the activists and collecting damages, but stopped it after the judge made his ruling. A previous THP in nearby Gamecock Canyon was the scene of 37 Forestry Act violations by the Redwood Empire logging contractor. The now bankrupt licensed timber operator Hayward Logging amassed the violations by overcutting, felling unmarked timber, causing excessive erosion, and violating other regulations repeatedly. Loggers working for the Hayward brothers were noted for randomly shooting off firearms into the woods and firing at activists. Their father once called Santa Cruz Earth First and begged us to leave the woods so that people wouldn't get shot. They also terrorized local residents with verbal and physical assault, sending one neighbor to the hospital. The neighbor sued, finally forcing Redwood Empire off the local road. Here's the story of the first days of the new tree sit by Penelope, one of the tree sitters. On August 14th, I became aware of the possibility of a compromising timber harvest plan being approved for Ramsey Gulch. On August 15th, I decided to take action against illegal cutting of trees along Ramsey Creek, a Class 1 fish-bearing stream that Redwood Empire contends should be reclassified as Class 2. Note, Class 1 streams get 75-foot, 85% canopy retention of their watercourse and lake protection zones, whereas the watercourse and lake protection zone for Class 2s is only 50 feet. We arrived on scene the night of August 15th and worked all night to set up a two-person platform to protect a cluster of 5 second-growth redwood trees, among many other massive redwoods and oaks. I witnessed the blue marks for cutting on trees surrounding the large oak marked W for wildlife, a tree Redwood Empire is saving as mitigation for the impact on raptor habitat in the timber harvest plan. Logic tells me that if all the trees surrounding the tree marked W are cut, the wildlife tree's habitat will also be destroyed. On the morning of August 16th, around 8 a.m., I heard the startup of chainsaws and the catcalls of loggers. Having been informed of the 5-day waiting period after a THP is approved to allow for appeals, I was disappointed once again to find that the greedy corporation Redwood Empire had jumped the gun and had started to destroy the diverse ecological system that my heart calls home before it was actually legal to do so. So I will be here until the public is aware of all the atrocious things and a way to put an end to the destruction of our forests comes to light in the minds of more than just a few. If the average human had the blessing of spending the night in these trees and the creatures that dwell therein, I would not have to write this to express the love I feel for the home all Earth's beings have been given. Please take the time to notice and appreciate your surroundings and stop the perversion of human life. Penelope, Ramsey 2 Tree Sit, August 17, 2000. You can reach Santa Cruz Earth First voicemail at 831-425-3205. That's 831-425-3205. Or send email to cruzef@cruzio.com. That's cruzef@cruzio.com. Volunteers and donations are needed immediately. Send donations to Santa Cruz Earth First, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Santa Cruz Earth First, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruzef@cruzio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the boys in the